From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. NATO AWACS radar aircraft are stepping up their surveillance of Libya to 24 hours a day. The U.S. ambassador to NATO is also saying alliance defense ministers will be considering an assessment of the pluses and minuses of imposing a no-fly zone over Libya when they meet later this week in Brussels. Libyan warplanes have again attacked rebel positions in the oil port of Ras Lanouf. But NPR's David Green in Tunisia says there's a tense quiet in cities in western Libya today after the heavy fighting there last weekend.
We spoke to a 30-year-old named Ahmed, who we've been checking in on. He's a rebel fighter in the city of Misrata, which is about 100 miles east of Tripoli. He said there's been no new fighting today. It's a very tense situation in the city. Some businesses are open, but most people are staying home from work. Schools are closed. The university is closed. The airport, he said, just outside the city is under control of the Gaddafi government. Some other surrounding towns are under control of the Gaddafi government, but rebels are sort of holed up inside in Misrata, sort of waiting for what they expect might be another bombardment.
NPR's David Green in Tunisia, near the border with Libya. Diplomats from Britain and France are taking the lead in drafting a possible UN Security Council resolution concerning a no-fly zone over Libya. Linda Fasulo reports there's been no decision yet, though, about whether to pursue that measure.
Britain's foreign secretary says that his country is working with Security Council partners on a possible no-fly zone resolution, and that diplomats are focusing on establishing a trigger for such UN action. This could include the bombings of civilians or gross and systematic human rights violations. He also stressed that there should be clear support from the region and the Libyan people, as well as a clear legal basis for such a no-fly zone. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Thousands of women have taken to the streets of a besieged neighborhood in Ivory Coast's commercial capital today to protest the killings of at least six women. They were killed during demonstrations last week. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports today's protest comes amid the ongoing political standoff in Ivory Coast.
Armed men machine-gunned unarmed women in the Abobo district of Abidjan last Thursday, killing some and injuring others and prompting local and international outrage. Abobo is a stronghold of Alassane Ouattara, the presidential claimant internationally recognized as having won the November runoff in Ivory Coast. More women are defiantly protesting again in Abobo to register their rejection of Laurent Gbagbo. Despite months of pressure, he has refused to relinquish power to Ouattara. Gbagbo's opponents are demanding his immediate departure. Both Gbagbo and Ouattara have been invited to the African Union for peace talks with five presidential mediators later this week. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Stock prices marking time on Wall Street. The Dow is up 4 points. This is NPR. A powerful car bomb exploded in Pakistan's third largest city today, killing 20 people. More than 100 others were injured by the blast. A top official in China says the Dalai Lama does not have the right to choose his own successor. NPR's Rob Gifford reports the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader has suggested that he could break with tradition and name someone to succeed him.
On the sidelines of the annual National People's Congress in Beijing, Padma Choling, the Beijing-appointed governor of Tibet, said the Dalai Lama had no right to appoint a successor or to have one elected among the exiled Tibetan community. In other words, he was saying the Dalai Lama does not have the right not to be reincarnated. We must respect the historical institutions and religious rituals of Tibetan Buddhism, said Padma Choling. Some observers fear when the Dalai Lama dies, there could be two successors, one chosen outside China and one chosen to be the reincarnation by the Communist Party. In an effort to limit the influence of the current Dalai Lama within Tibet, the party has been trying to institutionalize the management of reincarnation for some time. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
New Orleans is gearing up for Mardi Gras celebrations today. This day is also known as Shrove Tuesday, the day before the beginning of Lent. In a tradition stretching back hundreds of years, people would use up food such as milk and eggs that were forbidden during Lent, and they'd use those ingredients to make pancakes. In Belfast, Northern Ireland today, Britain's Prince William and his fiancée Kate Middleton took part in a pancake race in which participants run while flipping pancakes in a pan. Pancake race benefits an Irish charity. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. Support.